This poor guy, Eduardo Saverin, billionaire co-founder of Facebook, you know, renounces U.S. citizenship for Singapore. And the left wing is denouncing him for everything, all education and economic welfare that the United States gave him, and now he's stealing off to Singapore. Isn't this depraved? And by the way, Boehner, the Republican minority leader, agrees that it's monstrous. That goes to show what the Republicans are. So the question is, do you consider his actions as being moral and rational? Yes, absolutely, without any question. This man is running away from his killers. In this case, his economic killers, but he knows perfectly well that at some point it's going to go from there. It's the same as running away from the mafia, but worse, because the mafia at least recognizes that they're gangsters. They don't put their code forth as the virtue. This is happening all over. He just happened to get publicity because of his wealth. All kinds of people are leaving the United States because they feel that Asia has a better future. The United States, I believe, has now got the highest taxes in the world. By the way, the same thing is happening internally. Floods of people are leaving California, in which it's pretty much impossible even to draw breath, let alone to start business. They're leaving in droves for the Southwest, such as Texas. The idea that this poor guy is the beneficiary of U.S. education, how can you be the beneficiary of such a laughingstock piece of garbage as American education? And that he's the beneficiary of the economy, he was one of the ones instrumental in creating the economic wealth. Certainly not Charles Schumer, who wants to turn this into a dictatorship and penalize you monstrously for leaving. He has in mind what I consider as anticipation of barbed wire fences. And he's starting it right now to try to get it passed. You look into it if you want to fight something.